Hey there, Mike here. Welcome to Feeling Twisty. I'm really glad you're here. And I'm pumped that my website, feelingtwisty.com, is now live. I've got some cool plans for the site, including videos and other things that will be exclusive to the site. So bookmark it, check in on it every now and then, feelingtwisty.com. Okay, I've got a great story for you today from Asuthina. That's a beautiful name. She tells me, now this was about over a year ago at the beginning of 2023. She was really hurting for money. And you know how that makes you feel, the pain that comes with that of being hard-pressed to find money and having to borrow it from family. Her daughters wanted their money back, money they had given to her. And all of that just made it worse. Maybe you can, you know, you might recall times you had something like that going on. The embarrassment, the shame, having to borrow money from your own family. And then worse, having them remind you about it and want it back and you just can't give it back yet. What she wanted was a job being a nanny for a wealthy family. So, she assumed she had it. She posted her resume to a nanny for hire website. But they told her that, you know, it's a great resume, but without references related to that type of job, you're just not going to get it. It's impossible. She refused to accept that. She says that she knew that what she felt in her heart was the reality. A couple of months later, she was working, but not in a job related to being a nanny. She was making sushi at a market. She didn't like it, making sushi for others. She was making money, not a lot, but she refused to accept less than what she wanted. She took the job when it came, and she did get some money, but she kept holding on to her dream, the reality that she knew was for her, what she had imagined and continued to imagining for her. Not just being a babysitting service for just anyone. She wanted to be a nanny for a rich family. That kind of nanny. Well, a few more months pass, and she gets a call from a mother who saw her resume on that nanny for hire site. After that call, everything fell into place that needed to fall into place, and Asuthina was hired on to take care of 4-year-old quadruplets. Oh, man. And the parents are a very wealthy couple, and they live in the south of France. Wow. She travels the world with them. When she wrote to me, they were in Miami, Florida, and then were heading next to Provence, France, and on to Singapore after that. What a life that she dreamed up for herself. She did that. What she was imagining had that mother find her name and call her. She did all of that and refused to accept anything less because she knew what she wanted. And she knows the power that she has within her, the power that she is. Thank you for sharing your story with us. She got tired of the idea of poverty and began imagining wealth and freedom for herself. And poverty dried up and disappeared. The idea of poverty existed in her imagination and was reflected in her circumstances. But the idea of wealth exists within her and is now reflected in her world. It all exists within us. Poverty, wealth, sickness, health, loneliness, love. It all exists within us. Every desire has the plan of fulfillment already here and now. I was on a call today, and the person asked me a really good question. They said, Mike, what's the worst advice about manifesting that you've either heard or gotten from someone? And I said that it's going to take a while because you have to reprogram your subconscious or remap your neurons. Oh, and you know what? And I know you've heard this one. It has to feel natural to you before you can have it. Well, no, that's just not true. It's not. I've experienced too many things. When I was sick with brain damage and dystonia, and stepped out of that wheelchair 6 days after that moment that I've talked about in previous episodes. My body wasn't still. That's the other thing I've heard people say. You can't manifest unless your body is still. Well, with dystonia, with the type I had, there was very little stillness, constantly moving and twitching and cramping. So if I waited for my body to be still, I'd still be waiting. Someone said those things at some point. Some manifesting speaker, author, lecturer, someone in the past had said that. And so it keeps getting repeated. And new manifesting teachers and coaches hear this and read this. And then so they repeat it and say, this is it. You got to do it. You have to reprogram the subconscious. Or you have to do daily affirmations. Or you have to rewire your neurons. And you're never going to get it if it doesn't feel natural to you. And all of these things. Look, most of the things that I have been through at the moment, like brain damage, trying to feel natural, not having that was just not, you know, not in my wheelhouse. When my son was in that horrible accident. I'm not going to retell it now. You can go back, listen to Blood and Bones and Forgiveness, one of my very first episodes. I knew what I wanted, and I revised what the doctors were saying, but I didn't worry about, does that feel natural to me? Do I feel natural seeing my son happy and whole? No, I just trusted that power. Okay, so he said, what's the number one question you can give about manifesting? I said, it isn't about following a manifesting rule or adhering to a particular manifesting dogma, and it isn't about doing a manifestation technique wrong. Quit beating yourself up. Yeah. Let that go. It's your dogged insistence that you don't have what you want that keeps you from seeing it. And connected to that, before I can possibly imagine a fix for my problems, I must be currently imagining I have a problem to fix. Look, I'm speaking to myself here too. I have to remind myself some days, like, Mike, what the hell, man? You gonna go through another day insisting you don't have what you want? This or that, whatever the item is that I'm thinking about or the issue? And then laugh at myself. I gotta laugh because it's just so silly. It's like, what? Why in the world would I want to spend another day imagining this crap? Yeah. You chose this role you're playing, this character with the name that you have and the history. And the history only exists because you keep insisting it's there, that it matters. Your history doesn't matter. Have fun with this character you're playing, this human experience. This isn't your first go-round. Have fun with it this time. Accept that what you want is already here. That, Mike, no, I've got to do a thing. I've got to sit down and imagine all of this, wait, I need some affirmations for that. I can't just accept it. I need 10 daily affirmations to repeat in the morning and then again at lunchtime, and then I got to tape into my dashboard. And then I know what I'll do. I'll record myself saying these affirmations, and I'll play it back to myself as I sleep. Or I could just drop all of it and accept that what I have or what I want is already here and enjoy this evening. Just let your hands off the handlebars. Whee! And enjoy this moment you've given to yourself. No one else gave it to you. You've given this beautiful moment to yourself. Yeah. Enjoy it. Live. Be like Asutina and refuse to accept anything less than your heart's desire. You are infinite, eternal. Every problem you could possibly imagine for yourself is infinitesimal compared to you. It's all contained within you. every problem, every solution, every wish, every fulfillment. I love you. I'm feeling twisty.